It's time to take back your health and live fully. Learn how to make choices that make a difference. You can. Let's do. This is Your Health, Your Choice with your hosts, Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson.
Hello, I'm Michelle Pearson with Dr. Ray Pearson, your host for today's show. In our last two broadcasts, we've discussed your body's chemistry and calories and ways to test that chemistry. We've been discussing hormones and your endocrine system for the past several weeks on air and in our blogs and on webinars as well. You can find those resources at thepictureofhealth.com. You know, last week we talked about the just do the math equation that is the cultural norm. It's a description of dieting, calories in, exercise out, results in weight loss or weight gain. If you miss those trainings and broadcasts, I encourage you to go to our website at thepictureofhealth.com and get caught up on those. One of the things we've established is that in most cases, excess body fat has a lot more to do with chemistry than it does calories. And one of the truths I spoke to our listeners about this is this. Health comes as a result of and a response to our working with the Holy Spirit, with the design of your fearfully, wonderfully made body, and, most importantly, in agreement with the Word of God. Hormonal balance and regular hormonal cycles in men and women are part of that divine design. But you know, I've found recently that many of us are way overdue to just hit the reset button on that chemical, hormonal, or endocrine system. The Lord lovingly made it clear to me recently that I'd let a few things slide in my own diligence while I was caring for others over the past 5 years. So this spring, I'm making some important changes so that I have the health to continue caring for others. So I've already been on my own personal reset for a few weeks now, and I'm having wonderfully refreshing results. So Doc and I were talking about this, and we have it on our hearts to let you in on a spring forward reset too. You know, over the past 15 years, we've had thousands of folks come through our Series 1 nutrition and wellness classes. It's been about 15 years, and 10 of those years were in the clinical application of those classes. But what this has done is taking all those thousands of patients and clients, it has proved out a tried and true system. But for this year, we've revived, reformatted, and retested what was a 6-week plan and made it an even more effective, more efficient 21-day program. And we've given this new power plan a brand new title. So tonight I'm kind of introducing a sneak peek to the Picture of Health's new Circuit Breaker 21-day plan. That's right, it's called the Circuit Breaker. The Picture of Health Circuit Breaker 21-day plan is strategically designed to provide a blueprint for a complete chemical reset. It's designed to initiate that rapid hormonal transition and transformation that all of us want and most of us need. It has the potential to take you from disease and dysfunction to complete health, spirit, soul, and body in a simple, easy-to-follow, 21-day plan. I've already been using it for a few weeks, and I have found that the Picture of Health Circuit Breaker 21-day plan steps in to help in the same way a circuit breaker prevents overloads in a building's electrical system. So this is me inviting you to spring forward with me and flip the switch. Reset your circuit breaker and revive and rejuvenate your life, spirit, soul, and body. You'll be able to find out more details on the website, thepictureofhealth.com. And I'm hosting with Dr. Pearson a special 1-hour Joshua Groups wellness webinar coming up later this month. And we're going to devote the entire hour to talking about the circuit breaker plan, what it accomplishes, why we need that reset. And then we're going to have a special question and answer time where you can ask answers of both Dr. Ray and I about the circuit breaker plan. That will be the kickoff, and there'll be a special offer and opportunity that night to get in on the first session of the Circuit Breaker 21-Day Plan. Tonight, however, I want to continue our talk about chemistry by venturing into one of the most powerful factors that influences your endocrine system. It influences your neurochemicals and your whole hormonal picture. Our title tonight is Hormones, Heartbreak, and Your Health. As we've learned recently in testing our pH, feelings and emotions, and even our spiritual heart, have as much to do, or more, with the physical environment of the body as the natural physical factors do. I personally believe that the natural factors, like what you eat and drink and exercise and breathe and sleep, I believe that they influence or comprise only about 33% of the influence toward health or disease. I want to share the rest of our time tonight on what I believe is the other 60-some-odd percent that affects your hormones, your chemical, electrical, and structural system, specifically on the effects that heartbreaks have on our health and our hormones. I want to share with you some startling statistics on the cost of grief and despair, on how emotions affect your internal health markers, what the connection is to a cascade of progressive diseases, and the first few steps in how to reverse past damage. You know, I was reading an article, and the article's actually several years old, from the Wall Street Journal, but it was about research done by the Grief Recovery Institute. It's a nonprofit educational foundation that embarked on this ambitious study to measure how grief affects U.S. businesses. They estimate that American workers mourn the deaths of 2.4 million loved ones every year. Why is that significant to the workplace? Because they proved by a series of surveys and questions and research on death and grief and mourning as it relates to the impact in our lives, that the productivity over days and months and even years of those who are mourning the death of loved ones is drastically reduced. But the one thing that they found was that hidden grief cost U.S. companies more than $75 billion annually in reduced or eliminated production time. That's a huge number. And while it's not all about the money when we're talking about heartbreak and your hormones, that monetary figure gives you some idea of the impact it's having on our relationships and on our productiveness in life after suffering a grief or a loss. $75 billion. Well, what's happening when that occurs? What is it that actually happens in the physical body when we experience heartbreak? In times of heartbreak, our adrenal glands start pumping out stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. These are the body's fight or flight stress response. And we live in a culture that has become accustomed to living with those stress hormones in full production all of the time. When it comes to your brain, it's just like clockwork. You know, when your eyes drift to a photo or a song that reminds you of those loved ones or the heartbreak, you get that awful pit in your stomach. You can feel sick, but you can't seem to look away. The command center for craving and longing in our body lights up. It wants attention. But you know, our memories of heartbreak and rejection send blood flow all throughout our body that actually produces physical pain. That's why we may feel achy all over, not just in our heart, when we experience heartbreak. Our stomach gets so stressed out that the nervous system signals to digestion to slow way down. So then we're not getting as much nutrients and minerals and vitamins, even if we are eating. The stress of heartbreak agitates our immune system. It can lead to cell-damaging inflammation. That is the beginning of a cascade of progressive disease being implemented in the body as a result of an emotional event, a heartbreak, rejection, anger, offense, any emotional, mental, spiritual stress can cause this same cascade of events, resulting in physical disease and dysfunction in the body. If you allow offense, heartbreak, rejection into your body, that 1 minute of dwelling on those things can suppress the immune system for up to 4 hours. What if you had a true heartbreak, like a death of a child, or a spouse, or another close loved one? Sleeping on that grief and heartbreak all night, that first night, can suppress your immune system for 4 months out. And it's not likely that you'll recover from that heartbreak just in that first 24 hours. You know, last fall, for the first time in my life, I discovered I was losing my hair. It is a direct physical response to multiple heartbreaks over the last 5 years. Our family has had its more than its share of trials, tests, and tragedies, and I'm not going to glorify those events, but I use that as an example to say, even those most knowledgeable of us, those most experienced in handling these type of events, we're not immune to the effects they cause on our body. And like I said, the Lord recently made me aware that I needed a reset in some areas. I'd let some things slide and wasn't as diligent in keeping the enemy out from penetrating and harming me spirit, soul, and body. So I've hit that reset button, and I commanded that hair loss cease and desist in Jesus' name. But I also have to take the natural steps to reset the cofactors in the body that were causing those physical responses. The American Psychiatric Association is actually considering adding heartbreak as a new diagnosis. They're not going to use that term necessarily, but they're acknowledging the emotional stress of losing a loved one, whether it's through divorce, death, or other circumstances. They can all have that powerful impact, just like depression or any physical ailment can take its toll on your physical body. The reason that heartbreak is such an emotional stress that settles in the physical body is that it sets in motion your body's natural responses to attackers. It raises your blood pressure. It raises the adrenaline and cortisol levels. It increases your heart rate and your breathing rate. If it remains in that alert stage for any length of time, we become, prone to stress-producing conditions like aching neck muscles, headaches, ulcers, allergies, reduced sexual desires, and especially heartbreaks can lead to heart disease. They are definitely related. If we will just take the time to dive into the Word of God and what it says about our divinely designed body, we will learn from the Word of God that heartbreaks are definitely related to our hormones and they're destructive to our health. We can start changing that cascade of progressive disease and dysfunction today. We can start by choosing the most powerful way to reset, reverse, and restore. That way is forgiveness. And I don't mean that lightly. It is the most powerful thing that we have in our arsenal to recover our health and be completely whole. We can start by choosing to forgive offenses, grief, sorrow, and these heartbreaks that lead to heartbreak. You know, forgiveness is not a feeling. It's a choice. I'm always telling you, your health, your choice. It's not hard. You and I can do it with God's empowerment. You know, right now, I just sense that many of you are ready to take that step. Even in my own life, I'm very vigilant and diligent and keeping my heart free of offense and strife. But I have to admit, the burden of so many life tragedies in such a short period of time, in addition or combined with caring for loved ones physically 24/7 for a long extended several years, it began to take its toll on my body. The Lord really intercepted me and interceded in that process and said, it's time for a reset. And this was the first step that I took. If you're ready to take that first step to restoration and reset and reversing the damage that heartbreak has on our hormones and our health, I'll lead you through it right now. Just follow these simple steps of forgiveness out loud and declare it with me as I declare it in my life. I forgive every person and circumstances involved with those events, with the tragedies, the tests, the trials, or stresses in my life. I forgive every person and every event that has caused those heartbreaks. I repent for any misstep, any responsibility, and any involvement, any lack of leading or insensitivity, any lack of love on my part that might have been involved or attached to those persons, circumstances, or events. And I give my permission to every other person involved, any circumstance involved with any of those tragedies, tests, trials, or stresses in my life, I give them permission to forgive me. And next, I forgive myself. I forgive myself completely for anything and everything to do with all of these events, tragedies, tests, trials, or circumstances. That's a blanket covering. Just as I am forgiven, I forgive myself completely for whatever part I played, for not measuring up, for not handling it as well as I might have, for not being diligent on the things I knew to do or to walk in the light that I had. I don't let that have any condemnation over me, and I'm not in denial that perhaps I had a part in it. I know, according to the Word of God, that it's my health and my choice, so I must have somewhere. I forgive myself for that and hold no condemnation. I receive the conviction, and I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. Wash me clean in the blood of Christ, the saving, healing, delivering blood of Christ, saving, healing, and delivering me from all sin, redeeming me completely from all separation from you and your healing power. Friends and listeners, we've just completed the most effective action to complete renewal. These steps will affect me and affect you, your entire body, your entire life. I want to wrap up by leaving you with a certain scripture today as we fill ourselves with the goodness of God, overcoming heartbreak in the natural, in the spiritual, in the emotional, mental, and willful part of our soul, and gaining health all along the way. This scripture is from Psalm 103, verse 5, in the Voice translation. When your soul is famished and withering, He fills you with good and beautiful things, satisfying you as long as you live. He makes you strong like an eagle, restoring your youth. I recommend that you take that scripture and write it down. Print it off and put it on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator, in your workplace, so that every day you can remind yourself that you're overcoming that heartbreak by the word of the Lord, the blood of Christ, and your testimony that when my soul is famished and withering, God fills me with good and beautiful things, satisfying me as long as I live. He makes me strong like an eagle, and He restores my youth. I'm Michelle Pearson with Dr. Ray Pearson from thepictureofhealth.com. You can join me right here for more of Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and I every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. And I encourage you, live fully in complete health today.
Listening to Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson. Don't forget, you can get the show notes for this and every broadcast at thepictureofhealth.com. If you have enjoyed and benefited from today's broadcast, please share it with someone else. One choice, one act of courage and kindness on your part can make a difference in someone else's life today. Join us every week for Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson, presented by thepictureofhealth.com. We will see you on the mountaintops, or from them if you snooze, because champions live differently, and your choices make that difference.